The Republican National Convention is now back to regular programming tonight after yesterday's opening night was significantly scaled back in the wake of Hurricane Gustav. Tonight, President Bush will speak to the delegates via a satellite hookup. Former Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson will give a speech entitled The Courage and Service of John McCain. And the evening's featured speaker is Senator Joe Lieberman, whose speech is entitled The Original Maverick. That means Rudy Giuliani is getting bumped from his speaking slot tonight to make room for some of the events delayed. But all eyes and ears are focused on tomorrow night, when little-known Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin will address the delegates and the country. In the wake of Palin acknowledging yesterday that her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, questions continue to surface on just how well was she vetted by the John McCain campaign. According to the Los Angeles Times, one Republican strategist with close ties to the campaign described the candidate's closest supporters as keeping their fingers crossed in hopes that additional information does not force McCain to revisit the decision. According to this Republican, who would discuss internal campaign strategizing only on condition of anonymity, the McCain team used little more than a Google internet search as part of a rushed effort to review Palin's potential pitfalls. The same Republican said that just over a week ago, Palin was not on McCain's short list of potential running mates. Florida Republican Adam Hasner represents Florida's House District 87, which encompasses a southeastern corner of Palm Beach County. He's in St. Paul at the convention this week. WMNF spoke with him just a short time ago to see if there's been any reduction of enthusiasm about Sarah Palin with the recent revelations.
Not at all. The energy level for the pick of Governor Palin still remains high. As a matter of fact, I think there's a lot of people who are quite upset and disappointed that she is being attacked personally and her kids are being dragged into this. And, I think these kids should not be part of the campaign, and they should be off limits. And I think that's really the feeling of not just the Florida delegates and not just the people here at the Republican convention. I think people around the country feel that way, that this is a personal, private family matter, and that the children of the candidates for president and vice president should be off limits.
But let's talk about her record or what we know of it. I know when she spoke on Friday, she mentioned that, like Senator McCain, she was against the so-called bridge to nowhere. We've since learned that she did support that initially, and then before she opposed that. There's a lot of talk about how she's opposed the Alaskan Republican Party there, but we know that she did work for Senator Ted Stevens' campaign, and that she's earmarks, which are a big factor for John McCain to try to ace out of Congress, that she helped secure almost $27 million in projects as mayor of Wasilla, Alaska, and has requested 31 earmarks worth $197 million in next year's budget as governor of Alaska. Are these things that might become a problem as this campaign unfolds?
I don't believe they're a problem. I think her record still remains solid in spite of some of the things that you're mentioning, because she's someone who is cutting spending. She's somebody who has used her veto pen to reduce wasteful spending. She's somebody who's balanced the budget. I think that when you look at some of the projects that you mentioned, I don't think that when you dig a little bit deeper that you're going to see that these are the types of wasteful spending projects like Bridge to Nowhere and things like that. I think, she understands that that she's a reformer, and she understands that she can come to Washington and shake things up. And she's a perfect fit for Senator McCain, who really has demonstrated in the United States Senator, as a United States Senator, that he's a maverick, someone who's willing to stand up against his own party. And I think Governor Palin's done the same thing. She stood up and fought not only the special interests in Alaska, but she stood up and fought against people from her own party, even when it wasn't the politically popular thing to do. Sounds very much like Senator McCain's record in the United States Senate.